This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, March 1st. Okay, well, the good news is March is a seasonally strong month, and it is better than February, but February was up for us. The main thing to watch are the analyst estimates. If the analysts are revising their estimates higher, we're headed higher. So there's a couple things going on that I should explain before I dig in the stocks. First of all, yesterday's PCE report was not as bad as some people feared, so bond yields backed down just a bit. But based where inflation is now, everybody's expecting the Fed to cut rates at the June FOMC meeting. Now, I think they should cut on May 1st, but, you know, they've telegraphed June, so we'll see. We're also going to get a new dot plot the next time the Fed meets. And the dot plot last time, which came out in December, said that they were going to cut three times this year, three to four times next year. So we'll see what the dot plot says. Okay, that's going to be probably big news. Okay. In the meantime, we're still getting some small caps announcing. Our earnings are working. They're popping. There's another stock today, Rambus, RMBS. Just announced a big buyback. It popped on that news. Rambus, I do hold and manage accounts and recommend in newsletters. So, you know, the market loves good news, period. And there's still a lot of cash on the sidelines, a lot of money eager to buy stocks. You saw NVIDIA Supermicrocomputer get hit with profit-taking this week, but now they're up again today. So, again, you want to buy stocks on dips. If you sell, you sell on the strength. Energy is largely very firm right now. You know, there has been an inventory build, but there's always an inventory build heading into the spring because demand goes up. So it's a fascinating time. I think that we should just enjoy it. And we are in 1999, okay? That was a steady melt-up. This year is going to be a steady melt up. We have very good earnings for the next two quarters, largely due to easy of year comparisons. The analysts are definitely revising their estimates higher. Atlanta Fed's estimating 3.2% GDP growth. And we're definitely hitting a presidential election cycle. That's why both President Biden and candidate Donald Trump were in Texas yesterday at the border. Okay, they're starting to have border debates. That's good. That's what we want. We want a debate in the country. We don't want a division. Okay. The only other shocking news is the Biden administration is now moving fast to crack down on not only Chinese-made EVs, but Chinese-made EVs in Mexico. Okay. The European Union has also been warning about this and trying to take moves. Obviously, Tesla has an EV they make in China that they export to Europe and uses the cheaper LFP batteries. That car is also available in America. That's a starter Model 3. And it's going to be interesting. You know, they're going to cite national security reasons and the GPS trackers and information gathering on the cars to as excuse, but trade wars are underway, folks, and so this is going to be interesting, and I think President Biden and candidate Trump will probably agree with protecting the U.S. auto industry. It's kind of a major industry. Of course, the Chinese imports are only electric cars, so this may also protect Tesla temporarily. Although, again, Tesla makes cars in China, so we'll see. Otherwise, just enjoy the ride, folks. It's very simple. The analysts are revising their estimates higher. Money's following the analysts. It's following the buyback activity. It's time to enjoy the ride. So that's your update for today. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll update the market during fast market conditions next week. Take care. It's Louis Navalier here.